This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Black Friday is here. Shoppers are spending, but not recklessly, says Best Buy CEO Corey Barry.
Definitely consumers are making trade-offs. When the price of the basics is a little bit higher, they might be having looking for more of a value play for their consumer electronics. And so we're trying to make sure we have something.
Two children and a woman crushed to death today as a crowd of Palestinians pushed to get bread at a bakery in the Gaza Strip amid a worsening food crisis there. Syrian jihadist rebels have breached Aleppo in a surprise offensive. The attack reignites Syria's front line for the first time in years. The top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says several members of his caucus have been targeted with fake threats of pipe bombs placed in mailboxes, messages signed MAGA. A preview of the restored Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris during a visit from French President Emmanuel Macron, showing brilliant light stone, new gilded accents, restored stained glass windows, opens to visitors December 8th. This is ABC News. British lawmakers today voted to advance a measure that would allow adults diagnosed with less than 6 months to live to ask for medical help to end their lives. The debate in Parliament passionate on both sides. Member of Parliament Diane Abbott arguing against the measure.
MPs believe on a point of principle that the state should not be involved in taking a life. It was a good principle in 1969 and it remains a good principle today.
Britain's Parliament abolished the death penalty for murder in 1969. The Food and Drug Administration announcing cucumbers sold in the U.S. and Canada from Arizona-based SunFed Produce are being recalled for potential salmonella contamination. The FDA advises consumers to check their purchases, clean surfaces, and stay alert for symptoms like fever and stomach cramps. Dave Packer, ABC News.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now. Hey, never.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayling. Final report on THC-contaminated food from a Dane County pizzeria.
Public Health Madison and Dane County on Tuesday released its final report detailing an investigation into THC-contaminated menu items accidentally sold in late October from Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton. According to that report, at least 85 people developed symptoms after eating pizza, sandwiches, cheese bread, and garlic bread that were made using oil containing Delta 9. The commercial kitchen used by Famous Yeti's supports several businesses, including a state-licensed operation which makes products containing legal Delta 9. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Madison resident was robbed at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace exchange.
Madison police say the victim was trying to buy a cell phone through the Facebook classifieds on Tuesday. The sellers wanted cash for the phone, but when the victim came to make the trade, the two suspects walked off with the money. When the victim tried to stop them, one of the suspects pulled a gun on them. Police say you should always do these sorts of trades in a public area. Madison police offer secure areas at their police stations for that purpose. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can harvest your Christmas tree this year from one of Wisconsin's northern state forests. Division of Forestry Property Director Beth Fine says there's some things to know before cutting down a tree, including having a permit beforehand.
We ask for folks not to be within 100 feet of any roads or trails, lakes, or designated recreation areas. We also ask for folks to only have this permit for personal use, and permits usually expire December 31st.
The maximum height a tree can be is 30 feet. A full list of what forests you can cut trees down in can be found on the DNR's website. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Even with Thanksgiving, we've had an eventful past couple of days on AgriTalk, and we're going to sprint right into the end of the today's show to build up an appetite for another shot at those leftovers in the fridge. But before we do that, let's dive into what you are doing to prepare for another growing season. I mean, guys, it's going to be here before you know it.
From Sweatpants Day via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we begin with a conversation with Ryan Steen and Bergen Nelson from John Deere. Then it's Jack Cornell and Patrick O'Leary from the United Soybean Board. And later, Jeff Barr from RCIS. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, here's the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Barry.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for making a little bit of time for us on this Friday afternoon. Abbreviated grain trading session today, but, you know, just so that we are 100% clear and in the open with what is going on. We may have been having this conversation yesterday or maybe even the day before, you know, I just want everybody to know exactly what is going on there, but happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great day. And we've got some more information coming your way. And as you were going through who we've got on today's show, Davis, the conversation with Jack and Patrick at the United Soybean Board, when I go back to the conversation that we had on Wednesday afternoon with Matt Bennett from AgMarket.net, we talked about that global bean balance sheet. And how when you look at the supply side of that bean balance sheet, it's kind of overwhelming. Even if we would just get a average bean crop out of Brazil, an average bean crop out of Argentina, that supply side is going to be really, really tough to deal with here for a little while. That's why when we talk to the folks at USB, Jack and Patrick, we really focus on what is being done to develop demand, new uses for soybeans and soy products. And hey, let's face it, man. If we're going to continue to grow them, we better figure out exactly how we're going to use it. I was bought in on the renewable diesel, and that still might be a pathway to some much improved usage. I'm still in on that. But hey, there's nothing wrong with talking about any and every use that we can get for soy products right now in the marketplace.
Well, yeah. And when you talk about that, your anticipation, you know, and we've heard that people are getting a little bit anxious. They want this to get done, impatient. I wonder how this compares, because I wasn't working in ag around the ethanol boom leading up to all the ethanol stuff. Was there a similar sense of anticipation of, can we please just get this going? Because it rings a lot of the same bells in my head.
Yeah, that was the case for some. For some that were on the very leading edge of the ethanol investment, and I'm thinking about a garage meeting that I had up in Albert Lea, Minnesota, back, I think it was like 1995, something like that. Those guys were out on the very edge leading the way on ethanol, unless, of course, you want to go all the way back to Ford and talk about his adventures into engine technology with 100% ethanol. I don't think we need to go all that far back. But then when ethanol ethanol hit mainstream, it was like a ton of bricks, Davis. And it was because of the RFS and the mandated usage levels. Most importantly, the country needed a replacement for MTBE as an oxygenate in reformulated gasoline. And they took MTB away from the refiners, and the refiners needed something. And that gave us 7.5 billion gallons of ethanol demand just like that. So it was scramble mode, man.
Yeah.
It was scramble mode to build the plants and ramp up production both of corn and ethanol to meet that demand that was out there, dude. So it's a different situation. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Let me switch gears just a little bit, because you mentioned those headlines. When we first started hearing about Russia and Ukraine, you know, it was pretty easy to see by the markets that there was a headline about something. Now the news does seem to be intensifying. You got missiles aloft and such between the two, and we can't catch a bid. Just numb to the headlines, I guess.
It fascinates me. It confuses me, because when I look at the situation in the Black Sea region in Ukraine, it is getting worse by the hour. There's this little bit of talk about, well, it looks like Russian President Putin might be interested in some ceasefire talks or some negotiations, so on and so forth. I don't believe that for a second, not for a moment. So to me, the situation is only getting worse, and the supply of wheat coming out of the Black Sea is only becoming more uncertain.
Pre-election, and I would say it's still fair to characterize myself this way, I viewed a potential Trump administration as being a little bit scary to Mr. Putin, to Mr. Xi, to the Iranians, that our enemies might think twice before making some sort of ridiculous maneuver that they may have felt licensed to try under the previous administration. Is it possible that that mentality is in the wheat futures now? Trump is going to fix everything because Putin's scared to do anything?
Oh,
is there some of that in there, perhaps?
That there could be some of that in there. Absolutely. That the idea that the transition to the Trump administration might be having a neutralizing effect on those headlines coming out of the Black Sea. Yeah, it's a good point. It's an interesting take.
One wonders. Yep. One wonders how noisy it's going to be over there in Russia and Ukraine around, January 2021-ish.
Yeah.
You may have it all settled by then, mysteriously.
Right.
I would love that. And now we got the screw worm. It was screwing with feeder cattle futures this week a little bit to the upside.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes,
big deal here or not so much?
Yeah, no, it's a big deal. I don't think there's any question that it's a big deal. The question that remains is how long is it going to be a big deal? So we've already put a shutdown on imports of feeder cattle from Mexico into the United States. That's a huge disruption at the wrong time of the year. This is one of the most busy months for importing cattle from Mexico to and into those southern feedlots. So this is going to be a major disruption, even if it lasts just for the 30 days. But if it goes much beyond that, and that will be determined by how effective they feel the control of the screwworm is, it will continue to be an issue for this cattle trade. So it's something that is going to be a major market driver in the livestock markets for us going forward. All right, buddy. Hey, have a great weekend. We will talk to you again on Monday morning. We've got the team from John Deere coming up next here on AgriTalk. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Help maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revilock fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15th, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Wake up.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Ryan Steen is with John Deere. We're going to talk a little bit about precision agriculture. It's not new anymore. It's not new. How do we use it better?
Yeah, Chip's definitely not new, but it is always evolving. So some ways that we can think about
using precision technology better? I think there's a few ways. The first is to really leverage the technology that you have on your farm today to the fullest extent, right? So a lot of equipment that we've manufactured in the last 10 years has displays that can run our latest and greatest software, right? So anything that a brand new machine can run from a precision ag site out of the factory today, the hardware exists on that machine to run it today. So going back to about 2014, 2015. So getting the most out of it might be working with your dealer to make sure you have the right software package on it. Okay. It might mean just becoming more familiar with that display and what its capabilities are. And we have some great resources for customers who like maybe to self-serve on our John Deere YouTube channel to walk through some of those setup options. So it's a great place to start. Another way to get the most out of your precision ag equipment would be to engage with data management. So at John Deere, we have our operations center. And the John Deere Operations Center is completely free to use. There's no fees associated with it, whether you have John Deere equipment or another manufacturer. And what the Operations Center can do from a data management side is to serve really as that ROI scorecard for your farm.
Right.
So I know farmers spend a lot of money on their John Deere equipment, and we want to make sure that that investment they make in John Deere equipment and John Deere technology pays them back, has that return on investment they're looking for. So in how their planter performs every year, the throughput through their combine, Operations Center is a great place to look. Another area the Operations Center can excel in is that agronomic scorecard.
Okay.
So maybe you're in a spot where I want to try something new on fertilizer. I'm exploring maybe doing a side dress in an area. Well, before I go all in and do all my acres that way, maybe I want to do a few different areas and a few fields to see how that worked. So Operations Center can give a really clear view of, here's where I put that side dress down at.
Okay.
When I get to harvest, now I can actually go back to that area and evaluate, how did that area yield versus the rest of my field? And am I really getting the return on that decision that I want before I maybe go all in on a big change for my practices?
Granular data rather than whole field data.
Absolutely. Yeah. Going from that whole field, trying to get down to the individual plant is the aspiration.
Yep. Very cool. I said it at the very beginning. It's not new. You said it's ever evolving. What is new?
Yeah. Let's talk about what is new. Yeah. I talked about data. I know data is something we've been looking at for a while. So a lot of customers may be already in it, but I've already hit that point. Something else that's really new and we're excited about has been on a Gen 4 command center, we call Automation 4.0, and on our new G5 displays, it'll be G5 Advanced. So what this does for a farmer is it gives really two features I'll hit on, Chip. One is auto track turn automation. So for a number of years where we said precision ag technology isn't new, well, something that's still true is auto track is something a lot of farmers like and appreciate. The ability to have that machine drive the perfect straight line, have really good performance in the field. Turn automation takes it a step up. Now we're making the turn automatically, we're raising and lowering the implement automatically, and even adjusting speed throughout those turns. So now if I'm a farmer and I'm in that field, that tractor can execute the entire planting job with almost near zero interaction from the farmer, unless I need to, maybe I have a wet spot in the field, maybe I have a rock in the field I want to avoid, but otherwise it's going to execute that job, and the farmer is now freed to manage the job quality of, is my planter doing what it needs to? Am I getting the right performance? So that's a feature we're super excited about.
Well, how long until the farmer doesn't need to be in the cab anymore?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about, John Deere hasn't made autonomy a secret, something we've been talking about. So we'll be excited to keep talking about that. I think maybe it's a stay tuned plug for 2025. But we're definitely on the track to autonomy. And if you're thinking about autonomy, though, these are the features that are really kind of the building blocks to get there. So turn automation is the exact same technology that's going to be used in autonomy.
Okay.
It's just we're automating the turn function. So autonomy is just that last bucket of getting the cameras and the processors in place to be like, hey, now I don't need, Chip, I don't need you in the tractor to look for the rock. The cameras are looking for the rock.
Yep.
So I think this is an exciting spot, is that these systems build on each other. So there's a lot to be excited about to get value today.
Yep.
And if you're thinking about autonomy long term, now is the right time to get engaged with these techs to be ready.
Okay, harvest is wrapped up early this year. What do we need to do with this equipment to make sure that it's ready to go?
Yeah, I would spend some time, if I was getting my equipment ready to go, I would go to my operations center side. And what I'd would encourage customers on how to think about this is I want my operations center account to look like my machine shed on the computer. So what equipment do I have? What seed will I get? What fertilizers will I get? Have those products built out, and that's in our setup portion of Operations Center. And what this does and why it's important is when I have my products represented, now when I go to execute my job in the field, I have my machine set up perfectly. I'm ready to execute, and all my inputs are right. I don't get to the field and be like, I got to make a new auto track line. Like, no, you have the right one already, and you send it out. So I think that's one area. Another area to be ready is to spend some time on your field boundaries. Field boundaries continue to be a really kind of a backbone of our precision ag tech. So quality boundaries makes things like auto track turn automation function so well. And it really does become kind of the backbone of the system.
Very cool. Good stuff, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet, Chip. Thanks for coming out today.
All right. Ryan Steen, he is the precision ag expert here at John Deere. Let's talk combines. We've got Bergen Nelson. He's with John Deere, joins us right now. Bergen, welcome to AgriTalk.
How's it going, Chip? Glad to be here today.
Yep, busy day. And this is really, I mean, when we start talking about combines, we're talking about the thing that gets everybody's attention out on the farm. They want the latest, they want the greatest, and what is the latest and the greatest from John Deere?
Yeah, good question. So 2025 is a big year for us at Harvester Works. We introduce our S7 combine, which is replacing the S700, a very popular machine in the marketplace. And so with the introduction of the S7, we're bringing a new cab, new styling, new engines, new residue system, cross auger shutoffs, adjustable noting auger spout, a lot of features that our customers have asked us for that are commonly found on the X9 combine. Brought a lot of that over to the S series. We're also bringing new harvest automation, which is increasing our customers' productivity by almost 20%.
How do you make a decision when a change needs to be made in the cab, for example?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is through customer feedback. You know, you look across our portfolio of products. We like to have a common cab across each piece, whether it's a sprayer, a tractor, or a combine, so we have that same user interface and functionality. And the S700 was needing an update for sure, and we looked at what we brought to the market with the X9 combine, and features that customers really enjoyed was the 13.6 engine, cross auger shutoffs, adjustable noting auger spout, the cab that was on the X9, and so now we're giving them the same user experience across both platforms. So if a customer wants to be in an S7 and that's the right combine for their farm, they can get the same experience and functionality as the X9 offers.
Yep. You know, there's a combine for every size of operation out there, isn't there? And I mean, and you've got a full portfolio available to produce.
Yeah, we do. And I think one thing to note, too, is we introduced the new S7 combine. I talked about we brought new harvest automation technology, and one of those is predictive ground speed automation. And that technology uses cameras on the front of the machine and helps us control speed. It speeds it up and slows it down automatically. And that helps keep the machine full throughout the entire harvesting day. As yield is changing, you need to change your speed to maximize the throughput of the machine. And what's been really cool to see this fall with our demo combines is we have a customer, for example, that has an S780 today. And they got to demo the new S7800, which is the replacement. It's the same cleaning shoe, same components, new engine, and new harvest automation. And when they're using the automation portion of it, they're getting an increase in productivity by 20% with the same machine. And so it's really important that our customers are leaning into using automation and increasing that on their own farm.
That is absolutely amazing that you can make that much of a jump in there. Okay, so when a producer is trying to figure out what's the next best machine for me, what do they need to consider?
I think for them, they need to consider, you know, how many acres are they covering? What size head do they currently have? Do they want to go to a bigger head? What are they trying to get out of the machine? And we have the right machine for whatever operation exists out there. You know, we have our X9 1000 or 1100. We have the S7 600 all the way through 900. And we even introduced a new T-Series combine this year, which is a conventional rotor machine, the T6 800. So really, we have a combine for any farm, any fit, and we can get that technology that I talked about on any one of those models. So each customer can benefit from it, no matter their size.
Yeah, and those productivity gains. I mean, 20% with the automation. Tell me that number again.
Yeah, up to 20%. We're controlling the speed of the machine through cameras. And the other exciting thing, too, is we have harvest settings automation, and that technology automatically controls the combine settings. So rotor speed, concave clearance, sieve and chaffer, and fan speed automatically, And so really a lot of productivity gains there. But the other exciting thing too is with the new engines on the S7 combine, we're seeing a reduction in fuel consumption by 10%. And so customers this fall told us, yep, we're seeing the productivity gains of 20, and we're seeing we're burning less fuel doing it.
Amazing. Bergen, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bergen Nelson, combine expert there at John Deere.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
On this day after Thanksgiving, as shoppers file through the alleys and byways of local stores, you non-shopping types might be looking for something to do. So I offer four things you can do instead of shopping today. Number one, inventory your shoelaces, inspect for structural integrity, and replace as needed. Number two, check in with the dog. Or, lacking a dog, a cat will do, although cats are not known to open up readily, and they may try to trick you. Number three, leftovers, baby, leftovers! But don't just rush into it. Anticipation hones the appetite. Think it through first. You likely have the tools to build the perfect sandwich. Do not let this opportunity pass you by. And number four, most of all, take a moment to take stock of the good graces our Creator has afforded us and allow gratitude to guide our meditations in a quiet November moment.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Hey there, Mondovi. This is Kendra Edwards. Great news for our community. Amplify Health by Gunderson is coming to town. Soon, you'll have top-notch family and children's medicine right at your doorstep. Whether it's a quick checkup or care for acute and chronic illnesses, we've got you covered. Stay tuned for the grand opening, and let's get ready to welcome Amplify Health to Mondovi.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk. The big supply of soybeans is raising the stakes in developing new uses for beans. Let's hear what is happening at the United Soybean Board to do just that. Talking now with Jack Cornell, Director of Sustainable Supply for the United Soybean Board. Jack, welcome to AgriTalk.
Hey, thank you.
Yep, all right. This is an issue that has been around for quite some time. I think we're still looking for an answer to it, and that's the land use change. USB is working on an initiative there. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so for the longest time, land use change, U.S. farmers have gotten the bad end of a lot of the data and how things are getting phrased and the definitions because of how confusing it is. And so we're actually harnessing one of the top geospatial scientists in the country. We're leveraging a lot of NGO partners and try to figure out what are some of the definitions that we should be utilizing, thinking about, you know, so one example of weird data is, right, so you have the USDA NRI data, you have the USDA Ag Census data. The difference between those two data sets about what is ag land is 47 million acres. That's the size of North Dakota, right? And so to think about how we can't get common ground on this is unbelievable. And then also thinking about intact land, land that has never, ever, ever, ever been touched, right? So, and so there's a couple of different methods to do that, right? We have geospatial information. There's potentially leveraging FSA numbers and understanding those farms that have ever been enrolled in a CRP or insurance or any of that, understanding that. And then we also have a element of visual verification. So we have aerial imageries of fields in South Dakota, Nebraska, where we can actually verify what some of these models are telling us. And so hopefully this is all leading to a point where we can be more transparent about what is actually happening on the ground, and which will help our global marketability, because we will be the leader in the world for how what is happening on the ground.
Yep.
And increasing the price of our commodities and the demand for our commodities. Yep. Because people want to know where their food comes from.
Right. Well, and some of the import trade rules that we're looking at in Europe, for example, if you're taking land out of trees to put into production, you might not be able to sell them soybeans, right?
Yeah, so the idea around deforestation, yes. There's a lot of issues there, because what's happening is not every farm in South America is deforesting, right?
Right.
There's a history there. And so what we need to do as North America is really helping with understanding the land stewardship that the farmers are partaking in, and understanding how do we kind of create the rules for ourselves that make us promoted over South America soybeans.
Okay. Excellent, excellent. Lots of developments to come on that front, I am sure. But talk to me about Farmers for Soil Health.
Yeah, so we're entering our second year of Farmers for Soil Health. So the first year, we had around 200 farmers sign up. We had about 90,000 acres. And so the Farmers for Soil Health platform is a cost share program for farmers around cover crops. Now, it's not just a cover crop program. It is also providing technical assistance to help farmers not only navigate our Climate Smart program, but also any of them in the space, and also helping them with any on-farm conservation practices. So those are the two pillars. And then the third pillar is really the game changer, right? And this is actually a marketplace development that we're actually developing, where farmers can openly negotiate their commodity prices based off of practices done on their farm. And so how is that different, and how does that work? So essentially, we've created a platform where the farmers have their fields already enrolled within the Farmers for Soil Health. We have companies that say, hey, I would like fields that have cover crops and no-till, or just no-till, right? They have that demand. They say, well, we're willing to pay $10 an acre for these fields. And then here's a map that blows up, and here's all these different fields. And so then there's an alert that goes to all the farmers and say, hey, so-and-so wants to give you $10 an acre. And the farmer can say, nope, I want $25 an acre. And so it puts farmers in the negotiating seat of figuring out the price for their commodities that they're raising. So this is completely different, because historically, you know, programs come out and it's just like, you have to pay, you get $10 for this, right? And you're done, right? And so this can really enhance on-farm profitability as we are facing lower commodity prices, higher fertility prices. you know, I encourage farmers to really kind of look at these and make sure it makes sense for your operation. Like, don't just jump into it. But we have to think more creatively, as farmers have done historically throughout their entire careers,
right,
and enhance these profitability. And these are opportunities that are available to farmers, and I really hope that farmers look at it. It's farmersforsoilhealth.org is where they can check out more information.
Okay. Is that new practices only or existing practices?
The marketplace is 1 year.
Okay. Oh.
So they can, yeah. So the cover crop prior is new practices. We do have a $2 cost share for guys, but that's really to hopefully just get you enough interested in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Because that's really where you got to make your money. And it's just after 1 year, right? So
yeah.
So it's perfect for guys that have been doing it, that have always been complaining that these programs aren't set up for them. And what I always tell guys, too, is you guys are in the pole position.
Yeah.
Because you already know how to do that on your farm.
Right.
So now
right.
You just got to navigate the marketplace. So
yeah.
you already figured out the hard part. Now you just got to kind of figure out how to make profit in this space. And so, and enhance
very
your marketing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Jack, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Jack Cornell, Director of Sustainable Supply at United Soybean Board. Patrick O'Leary is with the United Soybean Board Health and Nutrition Work Group. Exactly. Patrick, welcome to AgriTalk.
Thank you.
Okay. Tell me about the working group.
So we're really focused on health and nutrition, as it says, but both with animal and human. So, and we also are working, trying to drive demand by what we're working, what that work group works on, whether we do research around animal health, you know, how we can best and most efficiently feed soybean meal or soybean products to animals, and also looking at human health and how important the soy complex is in human health. Using a soybean is a very natural, healthy, it has a lot of natural benefits for human consumption, along with when we feed it to animals, it creates maybe what we would believe to be even a healthier meat, like a lean meat that we can use for consumption also.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And with the advancement, the building up of that biofuels industry and crushing for soybean oil, there's going to be a lot of soybean meal for export out there. When you work with importers of soybean meal, what is that experience like?
You know, I think it's a lot of education. You know, we go out, we take the research that we've done in the U.S. about our quality and the complex that we have and the quality bundle, the nutritional bundle that has, and really talk about how that can impact their herd, and whether it be from a health perspective, a rate of gain perspective, but really driving home that we have a very high quality soybean meal that has returns on the end with multiple scenarios, and also that we are a provider, a consistent provider and year-round for soybean meal for these clients. So.
Yeah, okay. We talk about the animal nutrition side of soybean meal, but on the trade side of things, it's a lot about relationships, isn't it?
Yeah, I think relationships are a big thing. You know, when you start looking at the marketplace with the customers and our competition, you know, really we need to go out and be the forefront of that, building that relationship. We want them to understand that we're bringing them the best quality product that they can get, and we're going to make sure that we support it. So we build that relationship, so when the time comes that they make those decisions, they understand not only the product, but they look back and say, hey, you know what, those American farmers, it's really important to them that they buy from us. And that goes both ways. We go visit them, they come here and are able to see our operations and see how we function. And you know, we can't ever forget that about 60% of the soybeans we produce are exported into these markets. So it's really important for us to continue to build those relationships. And like any business, relationships are key.
Yep. Talk to me a little bit more about the human nutrition side of this. What are some of the efforts that you're working on at USB?
So I think when you look at human health, we do a lot of work with the Soy Nutrition Institute. So we're looking at, like, what from an overall health standpoint, how does that clean soy protein impact us from a health standpoint? And it's an interesting protein because it does deliver all the essential amino acids in that protein that humans need in there at good ratios. And so as we continue to look into this in general, and even some of the things we look at, women's health and things, it seems like as we research this, we're finding more and more benefits of the soy products in women's health and in, you know, all aspects. We're even, you know, you even start looking at young people, and we're looking at, you know, lotions that may have impact on it. It's a very small marketplace, but it's really an important part of the whole soybean complex, because we as people, if it's good for us, it's, you know, we translate that down the road, and it's exciting to see people using it again.
If people had a clue how many of the things that they consume or use have soy product in them already, they'd be shocked.
Well, it's amazing. And I don't know what the number is, how many, but we're working on finding more.
Yes, let's get more.
If we can put soybeans in everything we have, it's exciting. You know, watching it go into tires and into, you know, the soles of our shoes and
asphalt.
Asphalt and the new foam for firefighting is amazing. I mean, the impact that has on the health of firefighters is amazing. So it's an exciting time. So we talk about health and nutrition for animals and humans, but there's a whole other set of scenarios out there, whether it be biodiesel and how that impacts the environment in a positive way. And it's an exciting time for the development of the soybean complex. So.
It certainly is. Thank you so much, Patrick. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Patrick O'Leary, USB. Thanks to Jack and Patrick for that update from USB. Up next on AgriTalk, let's talk crop insurance with RCIS.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Maximize your yield potential and savings with 0% financing on leading fungicides from BASF. You can't beat 0%, especially when you could save big on consistent performing fungicides like Revitec fungicide and Veltima fungicide until March 15, 2025. 0% financing means keeping more in your wallet for better ROI. Talk to your BASF retailer today about the Grower Finance Program. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions. See BASF Grower Finance Program for details. Always read and follow label directions.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder. Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is a place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us today. Conversation now with Jeff Baer. He's the head of sales and service at RCIS. Number one, I got to say this. Thank you for sponsoring Crop Tour, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, again this past year.
Well, thank you, Chip. That's always a pleasure for us. We really take a lot of pride in Crop Tour and what you do, and it's always so interesting for us to be a part of it. Our claims adjusters get to be a scout, and they love finding out what the conditions are. We like it, too, from an insurance perspective, so we know what to expect from a claims, to forecast what we think we have to do from a claims perspective. So it's really a great event. We've been doing it for 15 years. We love it, and it's just a really nice event. So thank you for putting us on and putting us together with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Your adjusters had a devil of a season out west this year, didn't they?
It's amazing. They just do such a great job. We have over 1,000 claims adjusters in our organization, and each and every one of them works so hard. We appreciate everything they do for farmers. We appreciate from a sales perspective, you know, that they fulfill the promises that we make to our agents and farmers. They do a wonderful job. And even during Crop Tour, they still wanted to be there, even though they had plenty of claims that they were working at the same time.
Yeah, yep. Okay, here we are at the end of a crop year. What did we learn about crop insurance in 2024 that you want people thinking about when they're making their insurance decisions for 25?
You know, I tell you what, Chip, it's a down farm economy. We know that. The best line of defense for our farmers is crop insurance. From a risk management standpoint, they need crop insurance. But what they need is a unique plan specific to their farm. So I just encourage them each and every year. This is about the time to talk to their agents. Talk about what the break-even is for that particular farm operation. And then they can put together a plan to actually meet that and make sure that those crops are protected each and every year.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Seems like there's always something new that's coming around. As we look to 2025, are there any tweaks to the insurance that we need to be aware of?
It's always something new. That's for sure. I'll tell you one that a lot of people are working on and see as a viable option is the ECO, Enhanced Coverage Option. That is a federal crop insurance program coverage. However, what it is it basically is a band. So between 86% and up to 90 or 95%, you can have that coverage to help with that deductible.
Yep.
So what we're seeing is a lot of people are seeing that as a viable option. Now, keep in mind, it is an area plan. It's not an individual plan. So It's based off of the yields in the county that they are in. However, it's a very good risk management program, cost-effective way, just to make sure, you know, if they don't have that large deductible, that it takes a little piece of that that they can use through crop insurance.
Okay. All right. Excellent. What else do we need to know? What do we need to know about what's going on at RCIS?
We always have a lot of great things going on. We're so committed to this business. We're committed to the industry. We're committed to making sure farmers have the coverages that they need. The agents have the risk management plans that they need to provide. One thing I would like to say, Chip, is we have an apprentice program. We're very proud of this. Basically what it is, it's for high school graduates. It's for, you know, somebody coming back from the military, somebody that just actually wants a new career change. What we have is it's a 2-year associate's degree program where we pay for their school. It's online. So anywhere in the rural communities, we like to have them. And then they work for us half the time, and then they go to school half the time. And then upon graduation, it's a guaranteed promotion into our organization. And we've even enhanced that now to a bachelor's degree, too. So if somebody already has an associate's degree and they want to have a bachelor's degree, we will have them on as our apprentice program, too, so that they can work part-time. And then, again, you know, have a place with us on our team. So we're taking applications for that at rcis.com. That's going to, we'd like to have all those positions filled before the semester, which is next August. So, you know, anytime now, please, for your listeners, if you want to have anybody that's looking to join crop insurance, and what a wonderful career it is, and what a great start to do it. So we'd love to see if anybody has that, they could come onto our website and apply.
Jeff, that's a running start for a new employee at RCIS. What a great program, man. That's outstanding. Farm bill. We got to talk a little bit about farm bill if we could, because we're waiting for this thing to get done. Every time the farm bill comes up, the mantra is just don't do any harm to crop insurance. Don't do any harm. Is that good enough anymore, Jeff? Should we be looking to make some improvements as we go forward?
We really do.
Yeah.
We need to make improvements. I know that's the bottom line, you know, or the very basic is what people think is don't do any harm, but we need to make some improvements to the farm bill. There is some significant areas that really need to be addressed within this farm bill. So, you know, with the new administration, it's really going to be tough for us probably to do something. In my opinion, I think we're looking at another extension. I know that a lot of people are trying to push it through by the end of the calendar year. I personally don't see that happening. But look, I agree with you. I mean, we need to look at crop insurance as a viable tool for all farmers. We need to make sure that we enhance those coverages. We need to make sure that the agents are taken care of, the AIPs are taken care of, and mostly the farmer. So there's a lot of work to be done, and I just don't see how we can get that done, my opinion, by the end of the year. But if we do an extension, we need to really dig into it to make sure those enhancements are done.
Outstanding. Good stuff, Jeff. It was good to talk to you again.
Likewise, Chip. It's always a pleasure. Really appreciate knowing you and love hearing all your insights about agriculture. So thank you very much for all you do to the industry.
Oh, thank you. That's Jeff Baer, head of sales and service at RCIS.
Thanks for listening today, everybody. And thanks to all the people that we have featured over the past 4 shows. We have talked about animal health, dairy policy, crop protection, demand development, supply chain disruption. We've talked about many issues that give us a sense of what the stakeholders in agriculture see as the biggest challenges in the days ahead. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with Machinery Pete Monday morning right here on AgriTalk. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Shop Dell.